Many of the others consisted of just two or three members, so it is scarcely surprising that few other party members were inspired to join an organization that was a long way from being a dynamic elite. Dietrich, an earthy ex-soldier and policeman, was a relatively recent addition to Hitler's inner circle of gophers, drivers, and bodyguards, the so-called Chauffeureska. He was born in the village of Havingen in the Bavarian province of Swabia on 28 May 1892. After some 8 years of schooling, he was employed as a farm worker before traveling a little in Europe, eventually becoming an apprentice in the hotel trade in Switzerland. The Dietrich legend has it that he then served in the Bavarian army as a cavalryman and professional NCO before joining the elite storm troops during the Great War and ending up as a senior NCO in Germany's 1st Tank Unit. The truth is somewhat more prosaic. He did indeed join the Bavarian army in October 1911, but served in an artillery regiment and was invalided out little more than a month later after falling from a horse. Thereafter, he worked as an errand boy for a baker. When he rejoined the army on the outbreak of war, he again served in an artillery regiment. He transferred to the storm troops only in late 1916. Just over a year later, he became a crewman in captured British Mark IV tanks, and he served in that capacity to the end of the war. He was certainly awarded the Iron Cross, second class, in November 1917, and was wounded several times before the armistice. But aside from that, his great war history is murky. By 1945, he was one of Germany's most highly decorated soldiers, and he claimed to have received several of those decorations during the First World War. However, his biographer could find no record of Dietrich being awarded either the Iron Cross, First Class, or the Austrian Bravery Decoration. Similarly, his post-war career was somewhat obscure. He claimed to have served in various Free Corps, including the Oberland, during the Munich Putsch, but he also spent some time as a regular policeman. In short, it seems that his record was significantly edited in the late 20s and early 30s to paint him in a more politically favorable light. Again, there is no evidence to support his claim that he took part in the Putsch, even though he was awarded the Blood Order, instituted by Hitler in 1933 to honor participants. Indeed, there is no evidence that he was politically active at all until he joined the NSDAP in May 1928 at the urging of Christian Weber, who was employing him at a filling station. Dietrich joined the SS a week later. This lack of any obvious political hinterland has led Dietrich's biographer to suggest that he was essentially apolitical, but such a claim cannot be supported. Dietrich did not disagree in any meaningful way with the verbose monologues that the Hitler tried out on the Chauffeureska. Just like the other members of the inner circle, he retained his place at the table in Munich's Café Heck every afternoon because of his soldierly good humor and his unquestioning acceptance of the corrosive, racist gibberish that was bandied around. Dietrich's protection squad was vibrant and healthy, but this was certainly the exception rather than the rule. Outside of Munich, no one could realistically expect such a tiny organization to fulfill its primary function of protecting the party's leadership. Indeed, many within the NSDAP saw the SS as little more than a group of newspaper salesmen and canvassers rather than a quasi-military elite. However, at least they could not claim it was a drain on resources, as it was entirely self-funded. Most of the money came from members' subscriptions, but there were also Fordernde Mitglieder, FM, sponsoring members, who contributed to SS funds without taking part in its activities. A smattering of Jewish names in this group suggests that becoming an FM was not always voluntary, and that the SS may have followed the custom of the SA and other paramilitary groups in operating shakedowns and protection rackets. Nevertheless, the SS operated on a shoestring budget, which was reflected in its relative lack of administrative and clerical support.